We are at the very special Networking Mummies and Leamington Hour creating the podcast workshop. And I'm joined with quite a few really cool businesses. We're going to have a general chat and I'm going to let them introduce themselves. So first of all, can you introduce yourself and let people know a little bit about your business?
Hi, I'm Irene Shaw. My business is Avon Beauty with Benefits, which means I'm a local Avon representative, but I'm also building a business where I introduce people and train them to be representatives and build their own business.
Brilliant, thank you very much. And we're going to be going around in a second circle in a moment, talking about maybe podcasts that you could be releasing. Is that right?
Yeah, it could be.
Cool. Fire away.
Hiya, I'm Stacey Calder. I am one half of Networking Mummies and I'm also a business success coach.
Lovely, thank you very much. For the people who are actually in the room, I don't know if you can see on the screen, and it's still recording, you've got the blue bars just on there. That just shows you what kind of levels that you're projecting at.
We're being very quiet.
You're being very quiet, which is good. Next up.
My name's Jenny Critchlow and I run talks and workshops in how we manage to live in the now.
Brilliant, thank you very much.
Hi, my name is Emma Servant. I'm a children's writer and I'm currently writing a book on children's meditation. And I'd like to work with young children and young people in the area.
Perfect, thank you very much.
Hi, I'm Phil Sims. I am the Health Formation Coach. What I do is I take people away from a controlled and restricted lifestyle and take the one that's full of freedom, fun and flexibility. I focus a lot on people's gut health. Okay, a lot of people are bloated. If they're bloated, then they already need some attention to that area. Also, their mindset, because we're often our own worst enemy. We become the obstacle. So I help people believe in themselves and then show them the way of how they can lose weight, have more energy, and just generally love life.
Perfect. Thank you very much. And the only man in a suit today?
Yes. Good morning. Good morning. And a tie. Good morning, everybody. Paul Jolly, Ashwood Partnerships. I provide funding solutions for all types of businesses, startups, young and growing, fully established. The ethos of business is business first, funding second, which means I get to understand the business before we ever talk about funding.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. And last but not least.
Hi, I'm Kate Baskerville, and I'm a complementary therapist, and I help people to take some power back to recover better health with nutrition, mindfulness, and relaxation.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, everyone. So we've spent the last hour and a half-ish talking about podcasting and how to market it, what it is, what you could do, and what you could put into it. So has everyone got ideas about what they want to put out as a podcast?
Yeah.
For people who... there's a few rooms, but mostly, So who wants to share first their idea for a podcast? Paul, do you want to go first?
Yeah, by all means. So back to the suit again. a lot of what I do is one-to-one, and I get asked many questions about funding. And of course, I offer funding, whole of market funding, funding from across all types of funding, whether that's be business funding, grants, commercial finance, which is debt, equity, which is a stake in the business. And of course, around that as well, there's lots of questions how to access it, what it means to the business, what the implications would be short and medium term. So what I want to do is set up a podcast that reaches a wider audience and gives them that information or gives businesses that information. Either they didn't know it existed, they weren't aware that it existed, or they hadn't thought to ask that question.
That'd be really cool.
But that's the point. That's the point. Nice. Reach a wide audience.
Got you. And you're going to be getting other people in as well.
Yeah. Obviously, whilst I work whole of market, I don't consider myself to be an expert in all things. So my intention is to bring industry experts in, bankers, finance people, grant providers, marketing specialists, or anything to do which will impact the financial health of a business.
Golden. That's really cool.
I might note that down, actually.
Listen back to it and do it. Definitely.
That's really good.
Well done. That's all. So who wants to go next? Who wants to share their idea? Let's go.
I'm really interested in maybe interviewing healers around the area just to bring people's attention to a different way of looking after themselves. It doesn't always have to be necessarily through going to a doctor. But I think my speciality would be working with either teenagers and younger children. Like I said earlier, I'm writing a meditation book. Mm-hmm. And I know that a lot of parents and guardians are very... concerned about the pressures on children today and on young people and the thoughts that they carry around in their head. And I'm looking at a way to contact those parents as well as the children to see if we can give them some strategies to live in a happier space, really, and to become aware of their thoughts and to just step out of those thoughts so that they don't become the thoughts we're in. I mean, we're on a podcast, but I always draw a little stick for people, kind of a little stick man. And if you imagine on the head, there's this kind of cloud going over the top of their eyes, and it's people living in their thoughts all the time. And unless they're good thoughts, then you don't feel good.
True.
So it's about becoming aware of that and stepping out of it. And if you can get that, I'm really passionate about teaching young children and young people this from a young age, just so that it becomes part of who they are and a strategy that they can use as they grow up.
Nice.
And it's not something that's in schools at the moment, and I think it's lacking. I think there's a lot of pressure on kids, and mental health is a big issue. And actually, it can be really simple.
And a podcast will be a good medium to be able to do that.
Well, I think it'll be a good starting point. And then I'd really value people feeding back and saying, look, can we cover this issue? And we've got three other healers in the room.
Yep.
Jenny Critchlow and Kate Baskerville. And they've all got so much to offer.
Mm.
So, yeah, it's just bringing all that together, really, and giving people the opportunity to access that. Because a lot of people don't know it's out there.
No.
So it's putting it out there so that people can, join in.
Look forward to hearing it.
Yeah.
That's cool. Who wants to go next? Bill.
Yeah, I'll go back to the mindset thing that most people who decide that they want to change, improve their life, kind of hold themselves back so they don't believe that they can actually do it. They may have tried something before, but that's still going on in the background of their mind and sort of holding them back. So if we can break free from what's happened in the past and keep them moving forward, they realise that they can be who they want to be.
Nice.
So my idea of the podcasting is to interview people that I've been working with over the last few years, because I just trained general normal people off the street who at one point were probably like the people who were possibly listening to the podcast, and they were struggling, and then the experiences that they've had working with me, and then who they are now and how amazing their life is. Also, my experiences, because although I'm a personal trainer and a coach, my life isn't perfect and I'd never want it to be. So I have struggles myself, so I have coaches myself, so I can discuss what I've worked with in my life and how I've improved it.
Perfect. So the personal touch as well as the professional. Love it. That's really cool. And then you've got a podcast out already, haven't you?
Yeah, I've dabbled with podcasting, so the reason I'm here is so I can improve and do it properly.
So no pressure on me then. Cool. So who wants to go next?
I will.
It's a fight. let's go. Jenny next.
Hello.
Hello.
So, my idea for my podcast is still evolving, but at the moment it's looking at how the majority of our life is a story. It's a story that we tell ourselves. And when we unravel that story, we find that the majority of it isn't actually true. It's something we've told ourselves in our head that we've collected in images and snippets from the past, and understanding that the past is a series of stories that we collect and tell in the now, and that the future not only doesn't exist, but in our heads the story is that it exists in some way to strive towards so that we can feel better. Really, all any human being wants to do is feel better, and we think that there is a better moment than now.
So your podcast idea is bringing those together.
Bringing those up together, possibly a question and answer session, maybe questions. When a question generates an answer, it's a point of creation. So possibly questions over social media, possibly having someone in the studio and working one-on-one with them and seeing how that evolves as a format.
Cool. Look forward to hearing it. Sounds good.
I'm gonna write that down.
Sounds interactive. Stacey.
Hello. So I've got loads of ideas of how this could work for me. The biggest one is probably to coincide with the launch of my Ask the Experts.
Okay.
So doing some interviews with some people that I tend to work with, you know, designers and VAs and things like that, to really showcase what they do, but also what I do and how it kind of compares
up.
And marries up, absolutely. And also interviews with my clients, so it's giving them a platform to expand their networks and things like that, and really how I work with them and to give them the boost that they need.
Cool. Sounds exciting. Any plans for when it's going to be launched?
I knew he was going to say that. Because just because I've talked about accountability today...
Pretty much, yeah.
He's going to throw my own question at me. Let's go with By May.
Oh, you heard it first.
Yeah.
Nice one.
No pressure at all.
Don't worry, I'm not going to ask anybody else that question. It's just Stacey. So who wants to go next? Raina?
Okay, I will.
Go for it.
I think for me, I want to get out there and show people that anybody can have a self-employed business. Mm-hmm. Being part of Avon, we are very, very passionate about women's independence. And I think it's really important that women get to grips with that, that just because you've got a family, you can get out there and do something. I mean, for myself, I've built my business up over 16 years and three children. But a lot of people look at Avon and they think it's just a part-time opportunity. It's not going anywhere. But... my team turn over just over £2 million in sales a year. That is a full-time income for me and my family. It's allowed us to have my husband take early retirement and things like that. So I want to bring people in and introduce them to the business, but I want to talk to the people that are in the business already that are just normal, everyday people to share their stories and their experiences and what they've achieved.
I love that. Share the stories.
Yeah,
that's
absolutely
going to be quite cool.
Yeah, it is.
Nice one. Thank you. That's what you say again. Kate.
Hi. I'm not quite sure how this is all going to take form, but no. I've got a rough idea. I'm interested in making tips available for parents to manage their day-to-day stress, which will then feed forward to our young people to build self-esteem. So widening their perspective on health and using food as medicine.
Okay.
And how to become less dependent on doctors, really. Because we hold emotions in our bodies and there's ways we can teach people to release those.
Mm-hmm.
And putting them in touch with other interesting people who can offer other tools to empower them to make positive
changes. So bringing
changes.
In people as well.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's really cool. Sounds really empowering. So, I think that's everybody. Yes, it is. Brilliant. So, the whole point of the podcast workshop today was about making it more accessible for everyone to make sure that actually, to just show you, it's dead easy. And I'm recording this on my phone. After this, it'll be recorded onto Dropbox, and then it'll be sent over to you guys and girls in a file. But also, it's all dead simple. I don't think anything we've said is really, really complicated, but we've been talking now for 12 minutes. Doesn't seem like 12 minutes. It doesn't. So let's finish it off. So let's go around the room, and if someone wanted to find out more information about you or your business, how would they? So this is social media links and websites and that kind of stuff. So, Kate, do you want to go first this time?
Yes, it's probably best to get me out of the way because I don't even have a business page yet on Facebook.
That's fine.
So
how can
word
people get
of mouth.
Of you?
So, mobile phone number and my email address. Which do you want me to supply that now?
If you want people to know about it,
My email is kbaskerville1@gmail.com.
Cool.
That as in the Hounds of the Baskervilles. And my mobile number is 07584-598-482.
Perfect. Thank you very much. Paul.
Yeah, so Paul Jolly, Ashwood Partnerships, ashwoodpartnerships.co.uk.
Dead easy. Phil.
You can find me with my website, www.philsimspt.co.uk. You can find me on all platforms, on social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. I have a free Facebook group, Fat Loss Made Simpler, where we obviously focus on the mindset and all the different areas of your health to help you feel pretty awesome. There you go.
That's brilliant. Thank you very much, Emma.
Easiest is my mobile number, which is 07786-4248. My website is under construction, so and if anybody's interested in getting any meditation podcasts for young children, then bot me a message and it'll push me to get it out there even sooner.
Like the accountability.
Like
angle.
The accountability.
Yeah, that's good. Like that. Jenny.
I have a website, jennycritchlow.com. Twitter is @jennycritchlow, but Jenny's with one N. Facebook page, Enlightening Workshops and Therapies, Warwickshire. I think that's it. Oh, I have a newsletter that you can subscribe to via the website.
Perfect. Thank you very much. Stacey.
Okay, so my website is www.stacycolder.co.uk and you can find me on all my social media @stacycolderuk.
Perfect. Thank you very much. And that's what I'm doing.
I have a Facebook page, which is obviously facebook.com/AvonBeautyWithBenefits. I've also got a website, www.beautywithbenefits.co.uk. And you can contact me through my mobile, which is 07841 871 440.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. And thanks for everyone coming today. If you want to find out more information about what I do, just search Leamington Hour across all platforms and you will find me. Thank you very much.
Thank you.